Chapter 6, Our First Glimpse of the Early Church, Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favour with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
Some people think that the church is a boring religious club, or an old building, or just an organisation. Seen as being out of touch, out of date and irrelevant, they think the sooner it closes down, the better. These early Christians might agree. Happily, although some churches are like that, it is not true of others. These early Christians were certainly different. The changed lives of those who put their trust in Jesus Christ amazed everyone, including themselves. This first church in history, run by responsible Christian leaders, is a pattern for all churches today. The church is people, converted and changed people, people enthusiastic about their new relationship with God. Jesus Christ is their foundation and cornerstone. They want to get to know him better, to live to please him, and to help others. These men and women have turned from wrongdoing and asked Jesus Christ to save them. He has done that. He died on the cross to take their judgment for that wrongdoing. He lives today, and through the Holy Spirit gives them a new inner joy and enthusiasm for living. That will continue when they soon face cruel opposition, merciless persecution, imprisonment, and death. Have they committed horrible crimes? No. They simply have taken the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord, Saviour, Master, Friend and King. They now live to please and serve him. Without Christ in their lives, they could not live like that, nor even want to. So God has given four helps for them to make progress while enjoying their new peace and satisfaction found in knowing Jesus. What are those four helps? God's first help, God's Word or the Bible or the Apostles' Doctrine. Christians are newly born again babes, needing the milk of God's Word. The whole Bible, namely the Old and New Testaments, is God's inspired, faultless and complete Word, called here the Apostles' Doctrine. The Bible is a Holy Spirit-inspired library of 66 books, all accurate and trustworthy. Anyone seeking truth should read it each day. The Old Testament's 39 books begin with creation. They trace God's dealings with people and their responses until Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem about 2,000 years ago. The New Testament's 27 books cover the birth, life, miracles, teaching, suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension to heaven of Jesus. They describe the events before Jesus returns in glory to end this world and bring in a perfect new heaven and earth. They focus on how sinners can be forgiven and receive eternal life. Read the Bible carefully and ask God to help you and bless you through it. Mark's Gospel is one good starting point. God's second help, sharing or fellowship with other believers. The second help is fellowship. This word literally means sharing. The new believers share together their time, blessings, problems, prayers, and efforts to help others to come to know their Saviour. Their new unity, often with people unknown or hardly known before, makes them into a family. They are open, honest, caring, and generous. They love to meet together. Because regular Christian fellowship still helps many today, we are warned not to forsake it. In becoming children of God by receiving Christ, we discover new brothers and sisters in Christ, with God as our Father. The Bible rightly says, you are all one in Christ. God's third help, Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Table, or the breaking of bread. The third activity, the breaking of bread, takes on real meaning to anyone coming to know Christ. Also known as Holy Communion, the Lord's Table, or the Lord's Supper, it is a simple remembrance recorded in the Bible that in dying on the cross, Jesus' body was broken for us and his blood was shed for our sins. This simple remembrance shows that the Jewish Passover was fulfilled in the death on the cross of Jesus Christ, our Passover Lamb. Every Lord's Day, Sunday, believers across the world remember this and share fellowship with others. This act of remembrance is to be kept until Christ comes again in glory and power. It looks forward to that great climactic event, as well as looking back to the cross where the Saviour died in our place. God's fourth help, prayer. Prayer always helps Christians. It is never out of date and crosses all boundaries. These new converts discover the reality of personal prayer and meet to pray and share together and with God. Paul urged the Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Prayer is talking to God and letting your request be made known to him. Supplication is humbly asking specific things from God for others and for yourself with a sense of unworthiness and to honour him. Thanksgiving pleases God as he listens to his thankful children. Praying with fellow believers in Christ is a wonderful discovery to make. Then fear came upon every soul. Meanwhile, God continues to give many wonders and signs through his apostles. Everyone can see that these men act with his authority and power as his chosen channels. The Holy Spirit will complete the New Testament and therefore his written word, the Bible, through these apostles. As well as the awe and the apostles' wonders and miraculous signs, God is at work in each new Christian. He is changing them deeply as individuals, and together they form a unique group of people. Such is the positive impact of their new lives and their shared message of eternal life through personal faith in Christ that the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. Although persecution will come, those who are near to them now see what is happening and are convinced. So what do onlookers see in these people who have recently received Christ? First, an unplanned and joyful togetherness leads to selfless sharing of what they have with each other. Next, they sacrificially sell their own possessions and goods to give to people in need. They are continually motivated for this by their daily Christian meetings in the temple. Hospitality with gladness and simplicity of heart provides food and fellowship to all in their homes. They're ongoing praising God for how his wonderful gospel has changed them is probably the springboard for everything else they do. Is it any wonder that such a magnetic and gracious change in them causes them to enjoy having favor with all the people?